In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Someone, is my mic on? My wife said, you're loud enough anyway. It wasn't a compliment. But I'm going to get her back. I'm going to start out with kind of a marrying story. For her birthday last month, she said, you know what I'd like? I'd like to go see the Red Sox up at Fenway Park. So I said, well, I can get a couple of tickets to Fenway Park. And I know what you're going to say. Well, Mike, that's not a real birthday present for her because you get the chair after her birthday. Right? You get to go to the ball. I was thinking about the same thing. So I decided to take her out to dinner at a nice place. Now, what do I know about nice restaurants in Greater Boston? The answer is nothing. So I got online, and you know, I typed in nice restaurant in Greater Boston, and we got a place. And we went there, and it was very nice. A little pricey, but it's her birthday. You only do that once a week, right? But while I was online, I did come across a restaurant review which struck me. I just had to save it and share it. This is an actual restaurant. Now, it's not in Greater Boston, but that's okay. When we got our steakhouse function, this is an actual review, it was served alongside a marrow bone and the butteriest, creamiest potatoes and some chanterelle sauce. Anybody here know what that is? It wasn't too good, but they're very good. So it was great, the steak and potatoes were great, they got the desserts. They had jasmine tea, chantilly, pineapple, lemon crumpet, very good. They had caramel semifreddo. Let me know if anybody recognizes what this is. I have no clue what this is. They had chocolate cocoa pie. Finished up with a pot of Earl Grey tea and a chocolate tart, caramel macaron, then the bill came. With the generous tip, the bill came to $1,400. Now maybe it's just me. I can't remember the last time I took my wife to dinner and dumped $1,400. Let me just look around. I want to make sure Pastor James is not going to better restaurants than I am. The point of reading a restaurant review is kind of like you get a sense of it. So when you go there, you can afford it. That. Like, is there anything more embarrassing like when the bill gets there and like the credit card gets maxed out? Like, you can't cover the tab. You know, you don't have what it takes to get a seat at the table. It's that kind of flavor where we meet Jesus today. That in the Luke's gospel that we've been following along with a great healing, raising from the dead, you remember the widow's son. It's all been good so far. And the disciples have been kind of taking in all this wonderful power of the Lord, such that when they encounter resistance from a village of people that want no part of it, fine, the master wants to go to Jerusalem, let him go there. We don't worship there. They won't even let us in there. Go on your way. And they get so incensed, they get back to Jesus and they say, how about we pull that Elijah and prophets of Baal trick, Lord? How about we call down fire on that village? Bring down the fire and wrath of God upon them. How about we do that? And Jesus says, no, don't even think about that. Set my face towards Jerusalem. My journey is one of healing. I am here to forgive. Don't kill anybody in my name. I'm not here for that. I'm here to lay my life down as a ransom for many, so that sins can be forgiven. We encounter anger in our everyday life. We hang on to our past hurts. Anger is kind of like an adhesive, like the sticky stuff on tape. We try to shake it off like flypaper. We keep it with us. Some of it we're entitled to. Slights and insults. People did not respect our dignity or embarrassed us. Jesus says today, you want to follow me? You have to let that go. You have to let that go. And then he goes on. People, clearly, they're attracted to Jesus. Lord, I'm not going to follow you anyway. Anyway, they have a longing for Jesus. But it's not about longing for Jesus. It is about belonging to Jesus. And Jesus throws down some conditions. Kind of like, okay, do you want a seat at my table? Would you like a seat at the table? Here's what the tab is going to be. The next part, I was really sensitive to. He said, man says to him, Lord, I am coming. I am going to follow you. Let me bury my dad. Let me bury my father, which is God. Remember what Jesus said? Let the dead bury their dead. That's exactly right. You know, as I read that, I said, well, I'm going to skip over this part. I understand Pastor James lost his mom. And he turned to Alabama. To bury his mom. How can I report Jesus' word? I can't bury it, apparently. It's hard. It's hard news. This Sunday. It's hard news. So I got to thinking about that. What was he driving at when it's this? People who followed Christ in those ancient times, and the major religion of the region was Judaism. Or if you wandered a little further up the road, you would get to the Decapolis, and they had like their pagan gods. But if you decided to follow Jesus, the odds were good, you were going to get thrown out of your family. In the Jewish tradition, if someone came over and converted to Christianity, they would say Kaddish. The prayer of the dead. My child is no more. Jesus says, come away and make me your family. Be my children. Let God be your father. A huge challenge if we don't think of that in human terms. The other thing that came to my mind is when I walk into this church, usually around midday, there's a recovery group. And they're working as hard as they can to stay clean. They've been through incredible stories of addiction. And they're working together, brothers and sisters, because they all know what it's like to be hooked. They're trying to stay clean. If they go back to the associates, the friends, and people who are just as close to each other, who were their family in the past, but who are using, what do you think is going to happen? Yeah. We have a tendency to become the people that we're from, unless we work diligently to be the kind of people that God has in mind. And yet there is some loss, there is some separation. You need a whole new family. You need a whole new family to embrace Jesus Christ. This morning, each one of us is going to be invited to come forward and receive the bread and a cup and take a seat at the table with Jesus Christ. Did you want to know what the tab was before you came to take a seat at the table? Fair enough. It's all of what you are. It's all of what you have. It is all of what you or I ever will become. And it's a lot more than $1,400. Amen.
Amen. Amen.